This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Home Inspector David Nason help you out during The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I'm here.
Steve Scrutti. Point Taken is where I work generally during the week, but I am thrilled. And I'm going to probably put it, I always like to put an M on your name for some reason, but it's not. It's David Nason. But I for some reason, Nason is in my head, and I want to say it over and over again. So if I do that, you know that I'm really, I know who you are. He is, of course, the home inspector extraordinaire. Best inspections. Absolutely. I think that one of the things I'd love about coming into the Fix-It Show is that I learn stuff. Mm-hmm. And I hope all of you out there are also taking it as that opportunity as well.
That's the point of the show.
Yeah, because, I mean, you guys have the wisdom you guys share is amazing. We have a special guest, Ben Zuzan from Comfort Awnings.
Morning, guys.
Morning,
welcome.
Ben. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You've been here before. Tell us about your company.
Yeah, I've been here a few times. We do... full retractable awnings for patios, retractable shelters. I do window awnings, door awnings. I offer pergolas. So anywhere where you're looking for shade, we're the company to call.
That's awesome. Right. And that's a big business now. Everybody's got the patios now, and everybody wants to have that extra layer of, you know, when instead of baking in the sun, which some of us love, but then there's also that part of people that they want to be in the shade for a little bit.
Well, you want to be in the sun for a little bit,
yeah,
and then get you're out in the of shade, it. And You know, if you're eating dinner and you don't want to cook while you're eating, and a sweat while you're eating dinner, probably, or lunch.
How much has your business changed in the time you've doing that work?
Well, when we started installing awnings, it was just a small part of our business back in 2001, and then we kind of redirected it and turned it into Comfort Awnings. And every year we expand probably 25 to 50% every year. It's been incredible. Just providing outdoor space at a much more costly budget for homeowners. It's been great.
And how has the technology changed? Because I see some of the stuff that you guys do now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we can do fully automated, basically running off of your cell phone.
You mean like an app?
An app.
There's an awning app. Did you know there's an awning app?
I think I remember from last time, but it seems like, you know, you can run everything off your phone these days, your appliances, your lights, and your awnings.
And your awnings.
Yeah.
So what's the materials you guys use? Like, what are these things made of now?
We have a fully powder-coated aluminum frame, and then everything's high-quality acrylic fabric.
Yeah, like maintenance-free?
Yep, maintenance-free.
No.
Yep.
We don't use that term. low maintenance.
No such thing as maintenance free.
That's my opinion.
Right.
I mean, I hate that. I hear that and everything. Even just a matter of keeping it clean. You know, that's to me, that's maintenance. You got to keep things clean. You got to keep things working. It's just like us. If you sit around all day long, your muscles aren't going to work, right? So mechanical things need to work. You know, they used to be open, closed, operated.
As you see these things, as you build these things for people, what is their reaction when they see the finished product? It's got to be like amazing, right? Because they've gone from, maybe they've had like a gazebo that was sort of falling apart, or they didn't have any protection from the sun or rain, and then they have this beautiful finished product. It's got to be amazing.
Yeah, once we get one installed and opened up onto a patio and get a homeowner under it, one of the most common responses is, why did I wait so long?
Yeah.
What took me so long to get this shade out here?
If you have a question for David is the expert, of course. If you have a question for Ben, specifically on what you can do outdoors, it's right. Amazing stuff. And it's not just like patios, it's like front doors, like the, what do you call the things that are over the front door sometimes? Porticos, those are amazing.
Yeah.
Some really cool stuff being done in the outdoor space now. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, and we're welcoming your questions. Text line is wide open. One of the things that I wanted to get to on the program today, and we have Eric Brown later on from Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited, who I know very well because he's a sponsor of my outdoor show, is what people are thinking about when they first meet you. When you have one of your reps come out or you're out there, what kind of questions are they asking you?
Yeah, they're mostly interested in finding out how we can provide that extended living space. They're so used to going out on a deck or a patio and getting 30 to 45 minutes out there, and then the sun is really just pushing them back into their house. So they're very interested in how we can expand that space, provide them shade. They talk a lot about the features of the awnings, the durability of the awnings. And the biggest question is always, it's how can it stand up to the winds that we've been having here lately?
Are they all rain protected? I mean, they're good against the rainstorms, or is that like a limited thing?
It's limited. None of our fabrics are completely waterproof.
Right.
They are water resistant to an extent. When them heavy rains come, most people aren't outside anyway, and those are the rains that we have to worry about. But light rains handles water.
In a real heavy rain, you're not recommending that they leave the awning out.
Correct.
It would be protection from a light rain that you can be outside yet it's warm enough and there's a light rain, that's fine. But these heavy rains, you're not going to be outside anyways, and you don't want your awning out.
Do they always have to be attached to the house, or are there freestanding ones?
We've done freestanding.
Yeah. How does that work? Because the wind is crazy. It has been really crazy this year.
Now you're talking about some structure.
Some structure. So we've done it some over hot tubs where we've dug holes 4 feet into the ground. We've concreted in post. We've mounted beams, wrapped all that with LP trim. So it looks really nice, and mounted awnings to those.
Very nice. If you have a question, 855-616-1620. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Lots to talk about on this Saturday. It's Steve's Committee filling in for Dayton Kane, who's off somewhere. On assignment is what I like to say.
Right.
He's on assignment
somewhere. I know where he is.
And I'll be around through the Foxwood Travel Show with Rose Gray. Looking forward to that as well. So join our conversation, all things fix-its, and certainly the wonderful world of awnings and those structures that sort of extend your as you said, it extends your living space. So let's take a break here. Our first break of the morning for me on 620 WTMJ.
He's inspected homes inside and out, and he's here for your home issues now. It's the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
Yeah, there's an N at the end of his name, David Nason. I'll probably call him David Nason. It just flows.
You know, when I make reservations stuff, I get Nelson, I get Nathan.
Yeah, you probably get a lot of
Nathan a lot.
Imagine Scafidi.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I get Graffiti. I get weird other spellings.
Yeah.
We are joined by Ben Zuzan. He is the guy at Comfort Awnings. One of the things that I think people, and don't forget that we're here for your questions, so people wake up.
Yes.
What are you doing? It's Saturday already morning. 7:18. Let's go. 620 WTMJ.
Fixing things.
And I'm Steve Scavitti, filling in for Dayton Kane, who's on assignment. I think 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. I think the coolest thing about the way outdoor spaces have been sort of transformed is when I was a kid, we had a concrete patio. Like most people, it was like maybe 12 by 12. You had some of those chairs you fold up
webbing.
Yeah, the webbing.
They have the webbing.
I can remember my dad fixing the webbing.
Oh, sure. They sold repair kits for that.
Oh my goodness, yes. And we'd be helping him do that. And now we have this incredible with the patios and the decking. We'll talk to Eric Brown about some of that stuff. And then awnings has sort of taken it to the next level. To
protect that stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Right. So, you know, you have this unintended consequences for things, but I think an unintended maybe benefit. You roll out this awning, now it's also, you got a patio door, windows there. Now your furniture, your flooring's not getting faded all the time and everything. I'm sure that's helping benefit that as well.
Yeah, we got people that actually put their awning out every single morning, like 4 or 5 feet, just to protect that sunlight, that heat transfer into the attic, protect their furniture and floors.
So you mentioned the app that can you program that so it does it every day?
You can.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to give you a couple of chances to tell people how to find Comfort Awnings. How do they do that?
ComfortAwnings.com or 414-AWNINGS.
What's the lead time? So if somebody called you this morning, what's the lead time? Because everybody's busy now. Yeah. The weather's become all of a sudden very nice. What's the lead time before you can get out there and do something?
Hey, you give us a call today, and I'll have a wrap out within 2 to 3 days.
Nice.
You'll analyze your space that you're looking for. You'll size the appropriate awning for you. And then once we order, I get awnings in about 2 to 3 weeks. And then you give me 1 to 2 weeks to schedule install. And in 4 to 6 weeks, you have an awning on your house.
What's the biggest question people ask you when you show up at their house? They've already decided they probably want an awning.
Packer logo on my awning.
Oh, is that the big one?
I think we've joked about that before.
Definitely.
Is that an option for people?
It's not. it wouldn't come from my manufacturer with decals or verbiage on it, but I suppose it could be added. But with a retractable awning, putting a decal on it affects the way that rolls.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fit.
But you could do Packer colors.
You could.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have over 130 color selections.
Wow.
And they just added 20 new Sombrella color selections. So
when you have the, and I'm, I'm sort of picturing what these look like. They come off your, what's the thing on the
soffit or soffit. Fascia?
Yeah, they come off.
No. And you don't attach them to the soffit, right?
Oh, you don't attach them to the soffit?
Not to the soffit. No, we either attach to a wall where we put a ledger board on the wall to gain structure from the entire wall, or we attach them to our roof.
The only thing that your soffit should be supporting is the gutter. It's not a structural part of your house.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. See, I learned something in the first 21 minutes. How about that? All right, so how far out can you go?
Our awnings project just shy of 15 feet.
Wow. Yeah. That's generally how there. Yeah, that's about how far your patio would go. I mean, maybe 15, 18 feet.
And if your patio is bigger, that at least you can get a decent sized table under there. You know, for if you're seating under there, for sure some other furniture.
Sure.
So that's a good space. And how wide can you go?
We can go up to 40 feet wide.
That's huge.
Don't suggest
it. It's not a single awning.
It is a single awning.
40 feet.
It is massive. Biggest that's one we've insane. Done is 26 feet, and that is huge.
Yeah.
It takes four guys to lift that up and get in place.
Okay, I'm curious about the app thing. So, you know, now garage door openers have apps. I was looking at
MyQ.
One of my partners.
I did an inspection for the guy who wrote the program for MyQ for LiftMaster.
Yeah, it's nuts. So, I mean, what are we looking at here? So you have an app, you're looking at it, and it says, okay, this is my awning or whatever it is. And then you're telling it to go in, go out?
Yep, you can set complete function on it. We have sensors that will detect rain, detect wind, automatically closes itself. You can, if you head to the grocery store and a windstorm comes in, you can just open up your app and close your awning just from there.
But a sensor would also do it.
Correct.
Yeah.
What do you mean if you sensor? Forget? Where would the sensor go?
There's a sensor on the awning, on the, well, Utah. I don't
know. Yeah, one of my favorite, I guess, presentations at a show is grabbing the arm when it's extended where that sensor is and just shaking it for 2 seconds, letting go, and then within 2 seconds later, that awning closes itself because it detected a certain amount of movement.
So if it's out, would you say 15 feet?
Yep.
Is it just cantilevered out, or is there a support on the outside?
It's fully cantilevered. We install the most engineered awnings out there that at 15 feet do not need any vertical support.
Good stuff. You can find it at Comfort Awnings. He is Ben Zuzin, and we got, of course, the home inspector extraordinaire. You like that title?
I do. I should add that to my website.
See that smile?
Best Inspections is where you can find his great work. David Nason, he's a busy, busy guy, and he's here every Saturday morning, almost every Saturday morning, right?
I was in Green Bay last weekend for our Wisconsin Association Home Inspector spring seminar. I'm the president of the organization currently, so I have to be there.
Look at you.
And it's a good time,
too.
Up
in a world.
Great to catch up with all the other inspectors.
We need your questions, so wake, as I say during the week, wake the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Only I talk about politics. Today we're talking about fix-it stuff. It is 620 WTMJ. We'll take a break here, and we got lots more to talk about. We'll do it after this.
Doing your home project, but stuck on what to do next? We're here for you. This is the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
And Steve Scooty filling in for Dayton Kane. This is always a treat for me. It's not work, because I fancy myself like a handy guy.
Yeah.
I've built decks and I do, you know, small plumbing and electrical jobs. So I feel like I know some of the stuff, but I'm not like you, where you know everything about everything when it comes to home inspection and all that stuff.
I appreciate the compliment, but you know, when Tom asked me about, hey, do you want to start doing this? I was like, seriously, every Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning,
yeah.
And the more I thought about it, it's like, yeah, I'll do it. And I really I enjoy being here. I think it's fun.
It is fun.
It's part of my week now.
And part of the fun is having guests
meeting
and
different people.
Yeah, Ben Zuzin is here from Comfort Awnings. We'll give you a chance real quick to tell people how to find your great work product.
Yeah, you can find us at comfortawnings.com or 414 Awnings. Or if you're in Northern Illinois, we are at the Lake County Fairgrounds today and tomorrow at a home show.
Excellent.
As the father of two daughters who live in Lake County, I can tell you there's a lot of fancy stuff going on down there.
Yeah.
A lot of beautiful home projects. We have a caller. I love the fact that somebody woke up with us.
Yes.
Sarah from Little Chute.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Fix-It Show.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Sarah.
Thank you. Good morning.
What's your question?
I'm actually heading to Milwaukee right now.
All right.
I have an old house, a 1942 beautiful house, which we had a home inspector when we bought it. But what's the idea about having a home inspection of an old house that you currently own and don't plan on selling for a while?
Well, I tell people it's never a bad time to have a home inspection, right? Whether you're buying the house, absolutely you should have a home inspection. If you bought a house and you weren't able to get that in your offer and you move in, you should have a home inspection. If you've lived there for 20 years or so and you're wondering what might be going on and I'm not going to sell for 5, 10, 20 years. It's not a bad idea to have a home inspection. You're living there. You're kind of seeing things day to day. But a home inspector is going to come in and see the home with a fresh set of eyes. And we're going to look at all the components of the home. If you have an awning on your house, I like it's probably not considered part of our standard to inspect the awning. I love playing with them. I was like, oh, let's see how this works.
That's, you know, part of your deal. You still look at that stuff, too.
I do. I go beyond our standards. And like I say, you're buying a house and there's parts of it you want to know. We're not required to test appliances. People want to know if your appliances are working right. So we'll turn them on and everything. I'm not doing everything. I'm not, you know, broiling a chicken in there and everything, but in the oven. But, you know, we test things, make things work. So answer the question. It's always a good time to have a home inspection.
All right, we got Ben Zuzan from Comfort Awnings joining us for the next half hour as well. We got a question for you, Ben. We'll get to that after the break. Any questions, fair game, 855-616-1620. That is the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Speaking of Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited, guess who's going to join us after the top of the hour? The guy, Eric Brown.
Eric Brown, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's another guy that knows a lot about a lot of things. He's everywhere and every place. All right, it is time for news updates. And to bring you that news update is Elizabeth Linton.
The Home Inspector is here to help with all your fix-it needs. This is the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
And Steve's committee filling in for Dayton Kane, who's on assignment this week. I think he's back next week, right?
He is. Yeah. Planning to be back, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, he's been vacationing a lot and doing some fun stuff.
Good for him.
Yeah. You guys are good together. I listen every Saturday while I'm walking around my yard looking at stuff.
We've been doing it about 5 years together now. I've been here a little over 6. He's been here 5. So we've got we're a pretty good team, I think.
And that voice you hear is David Nason. He is the guy from Best Inspection, Home Inspector Extraordinaire, and our special guest this hour, Ben Zuzan from Comfort Awnings. Question for you came through the text line. Thanks for that. Thanks for waking up with us on this Saturday morning on 620 WTMJ. Any recommendations for products to clean, protect metal awnings? And the texter said, have a blessed day. So back to you. What do you think?
Yeah, we clean most of our awnings, whether it's fabric or metal, with just soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
And we suggest a soft bristle brush, usually the wands that you can hook up to your water hose that has a little soap dispenser that people use to wash their cars with works really well.
Yeah.
And then there's a product that you find at Ace Hardware called Wet and Forget, which is a really good product. Cause usually on a metal awning, you get that lichen growth depending on which way it faces. It kind of takes care of that. And then mildew on fabric awnings, it really takes care of that.
Yeah.
Anything that's outside fades at some point. So how does your product line deal with the impact of the sun? My friends at Badger Fence put up a great cedar fence for me 10 years ago, but I didn't want to have it just go natural, so I put a nice light cedar stain on it, and the thing still looks beautiful 10 years later. Kept the gray away, kept that fade away. What do you guys do for awnings?
Yeah, so we use the highest quality acrylic awning possible. It's warranted for 10 years, up to 1% fade over that 10 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
There's very little fade to that fabric.
Very, very good. One of the things that I'm curious about is the other things you do. And David mentioned porticos.
Porticos, pergolas.
Yeah. So talk about that a little bit. What does that look like? What's the process? How does that attach to the house?
Yeah, we do louvered aluminum pergolas as well. We mount those to patios. We do mount them like one wall to a house as well where it can extend out. Those structures range in many different sizes and different applications. Louvered meaning you can open and close the roof on that.
What do you mean? How does that work? What do you mean open and close?
So it's on a geared system with a crank, and you can close it to make it 100% waterproof.
Oh, okay.
The water then filters and drains through the structure of the awning or the pergola and down to the ground. And then if it's not raining, you want sunlight, you just crank it and those louvers open up.
I know I was going to ask you. So there are certain things that those of us who live in Wisconsin understand about winter, and a lot of that is snow and ice.
Right.
How does that impact awnings? Because I would assume you're not generally using them the way you would use them when it's nice out. So what happens in the winter months?
Retractable fabric awnings, I do suggest you keep them stored until you want to use them. So in the winter, if you're using it just for shade to shade indoors, you put it out when you want to use it, and you put it away when you're not using it.
But there's no, limit to what you can do in the winter, as long as it's decent out and you want to use the awning.
You probably want to make sure there's not a buildup of ice on it before you start to engage it, right?
Yeah, you don't want that rolling up into the cassette.
Or having to try to unroll, right, and it's just covered in ice. You got an ice dam above it or something, you know, if it got melt going on, it drips down.
All of our fabric rolls, say on a roof application, the fabric rolls into a cassette. So it's encapsulated 364 degrees. There's a small slot where that fabric comes out. So there's no way weather is going to get to it. But if you do have just a fabric roll, say on an awning I didn't install that I service all the time, mm-hmm, that's just a fabric roll up there, you do have to be concerned, sure, about a frozen fabric roll and burning a motor out.
Okay.
One of the things that I noticed I think it was the Home and Garden Show recently at the State Fair, it's not a home product, it's away from your house. So let's say you have a hot tub that's like, I don't know, 20 feet out on the patio. Can you install something out there that would provide shade if you wanted that?
Yeah, we've been installing pergolas over hot tubs, mounting them to concrete footings, and then we do post into the ground and install retractable awnings over those as well.
No limits.
No. Yeah, and so you mentioned the louvered tops on the pergolas, but I'm looking at your website and I see you can do an actual awning type material on the top of a pergola.
Yeah, we have a retractable system called a Sun Plus. It is a aluminum frame structure that has a fabric that slides within the structure. Mm-hmm. So when it's extended, you have that full protection. It allows us to go up to 23 feet projection.
Okay.
And then I can pair those side to side where I can extend endlessly.
Sure.
We use them on commercial applications frequently over exterior dining space.
And then you can have them come down the sides too.
We can.
So you can literally enclose a room outside with awnings and screens kind of thing. So you block the wind, keep bugs out and things like that.
We've done that a number of times, just recently down at Kenosha. If you went there right now, she probably doesn't have any of them out. So you see a fully fixed aluminum structure. Mm-hmm. You go push a couple buttons and it's completely encapsulated with fabric.
That's
so
cool.
You're talking about like if you want to keep the weather out sort, yeah, of in the entryway area?
That's, yeah, or block the wind a little bit. Maybe, yeah, you know, if you got a cool wind, if you're near the lake, something off the lake, you know, a east wind. You can. It could be open two or three sides and closed on one, or closed on two sides.
Right? Yeah, we do a vertical screen called a Sentry. It's a motorized screen that retracts into a cassette. We use it to close off windows. We do it across garage doors quite frequently, where you can stand, yep, inside your garage, look out with very little obstruction, and then if you go outside and look through the same exact screen, you cannot see
inside. It's a privacy screen. Okay. That's cool.
I'm gonna ask you about that, because, yeah, I've been fascinated with this idea, because I have the finished garage floor, sure, now, and a clean, yep, garage. I am fascinated by that idea. We're going to ask Ben about that question. Ben Zuzin, Comfort Awnings. A Steve question after the break on 620 WTMJ.
Your own personal handyman. This is the Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
Steve's committee filling in for Dayton Kane. David Nason, home inspector extraordinaire. All your questions, welcome. 855-616-1620, Siding Unlimited, WTMJ talk and text line. He is a great expert on awnings and all kinds of fixtures that sort of shade or protect the areas that you
hang out in.
Hang out in, yeah, outdoors. Yeah, Ben Zuzin from Comfort Awnings. Before I get to the question, how can folks find your great company?
ComfortAwnings.com or 414-AWNINGS, or visit us at the Lake County Fairground Show today.
All right, we have a question from the 414. I have a 7-foot aluminum roll-up awning and the rope broke. What type rope material and size should I use for strength and weather? Thank you.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. We always try and find a nylon rope that has like a coating, like a fabric coating to it. Nautical rope or flagpole rope works really well. They are a trick to get them re-roped, re-lined so that they function. You got to play with them settings a little bit and make sure your rope's long enough.
Would that be more older style awning? Is that what
it
I'm,
is?
Probably. Yeah. There's a down on the south side. There's West Marine.
Yeah.
A company that sells all kinds of, you know, sailing, boating type stuff. They always have a good supply of different types of line.
One more question from the text line before I get to my question, which I think a lot of people are going to be interested in, because all these fancy garage floors now that we're
sure
buying and putting in our garages. Can a pergola be designed so that it has an open access to the sky sometimes, be covered with an awning, or at other times it still look attractive so that the hardware isn't too prevalent?
That's basically what we were talking about, that retractable awning.
Yeah.
So we have two options there. besides the aluminum louvered pergola. Our Sun Plus, that open structure with that retractable fabric, is great. So you can get that whole structure mounted, the concrete fabric going in and out. But we have that same application where somebody has a wood pergola currently, and it, you know, shades 50% of the time. We can actually take that same Sun Plus, take the legs off of it, and mount it to the top of an existing wood pergola so that the fabric retracts across there. We do that frequently as well.
So if you had a deck builder or did your own pergola, you could come in and put your product on there. Correct. Do you have any requirements for what you're mounting on?
It just needs to be a solid wood structure, preferably at least minimally 4x4s mounted to the ground.
Yeah.
I don't like them when they're mounted to the house because we're adding a lot of weight to it.
Right.
So if it's fixed and attached to the ground and there are 2x10s, 2x12s there, we can
mount. So you need to make an evaluation of the structure they have and determine if you can put your product on it.
Yeah, condition there is everything. Yeah.
All right, this is Steve question. Total Steve question. Okay. So a lot of people get in the fancy garage floors. I did that a couple of years ago, and I love it. And I'm so anal now that in the winter I got to get all the snow and ice off of it because I don't want to look at it. But I'd like to be able to, in the mosquito-y times of year, be in my garage because it's all clean and nice and organized, with a protective screen by the door opening, and you guys do this. So I'm fascinated about how that would work. And are we talking a traditional screen? What's the bottom part of that look like? And where does it drop down? Does it come from the sides? How does that work?
Yeah, that is my retractable Sentry screen. It's a full aluminum powder coated frame with a cassette, fabric roll inside that cassette. It mounts within the garage door frame or just outside on the garage door. We'll call it brick mold or trim.
Yeah.
And that retracts with a fixed rail system. We have a heat welded zipper to the side of that fabric. It's a captured edge. So if you walk up to it and you push on that screen, it's captured. It will not move. So it becomes completely bug proof. And as it extends down to the ground, it's got a 1.5-inch fall bar with a weather stripping on it. So as it seals to your concrete, it creates that weatherproof seal.
Is it only in Wisconsin where we have like parties in our garages? And
I have Packer parties in my garage. Right. It looks so nice now. I put a big screen TV in there. Right. That's the thing that if we're going to all go all in on the fancy garage floors and all that stuff, this seems like a logical next step.
And that screen, I don't know if you said it, just between off the air, that screen, you can see through it if you're in the garage.
Yep.
But from the street,
the fabric it's pretty has private. Different opacity to it. So different levels of airflow and sunlight that comes through that screen. So our most airflow is a 45%. So it's basically a PVC coated fiberglass screen. And then it goes all the way down to a 5%. So substantial difference there where you're standing inside looking out through that screen into the light. You can see through it. You can watch the kids play basketball. You can see somebody come up, the mailman, postman, whatever. But then from the outside, you can have 10 people inside having a party, and you can't see those people inside at all.
Full-time awning expert, part-time scientist. You're dropping opacity on people on a Saturday morning.
Right.
I don't even use that term. It's like, impressive.
It's a common term in the awning industry.
You know, my wife, when I tell her when I'm going to be on the Fix-It show and the Foxwood Travel show, and she listens, so she probably realized that there's a new expenditure going to be happening in our future. I love it.
Checkbook.
Last chance, because we have one more segment with Ben Zusen. He's from Comfort Awnings, and how do they find your great company?
414 Awnings, or find us at comfortawnings.com.
All right, we'll take a break. Get that question in. 855, see one just popped up. 855-616-1620 on 620 WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. From big fixes to do-it-yourself projects, this is The Fix-It Show with David Nason on WTMJ.
He's the man. He's the home inspector extraordinaire. I'm just filling in for Dayton Kane. Steve Scritti from Point Taken. And our special guest this hour, Ben Zusen from Comfort Awnings. Question has come in. Actually, pretty good question. Is a permit required for the work that you do on your awnings and other product lines?
As long as our awnings don't change the footprint of the house or add any structural features or details, no permits are required for awnings.
That makes sense, right? Because you're not changing anything significant with the house.
If you're doing that standalone structure, you might need a permit for that if you're putting stuff in the ground.
Yeah, every one we've installed so far, we have not been required to.
Okay.
Another quick question came in. We got time. 262. I just had my deck rebuilt. We have a west-facing deck with no shade from trees. Looking at good options for shade, but concerned about wind as we're in a bit of a wind tunnel. Was thinking pergola, but also concerned about snow weight and winter thoughts.
I love western exposures for awnings. With our retractable awning, we have a drop valance. That valance drops 6 feet. So with a western exposure, it can really take your shade completely to when the sun sets beyond the horizon. And then our awning is Miami-Dade County approved for wind. So it goes through the most rigorous testing. I've seen the demonstration of over 100 mile an hour winds where that awning fully survives that wind tunnel and with zero or minimal or zero damage.
Plus, we have a lot of things in our code now that are a result of hurricane things, that testing and safety things in Florida.
And, you know, we were talking, I think we were mentioning either off the air or on, you know, the tornadoes this year has been, I think we had 25
in April.
Funny story, I'm in Vegas playing blackjack, and they don't let you have your phone out at the table, but I'm looking behind me because I have three Ring cameras, one in my house, and I'm just making sure everything's still working, right? Right. And the wind has got to be a factor on this stuff, but it sounds like, I mean, you guys are the pros.
They got to handle.
You got it figured out.
Yeah, you got to be conscious of the wind. You don't want to, you know, we call your on an investment. We don't want it to be extended out when you got heavy winds. And if you're not out there using it, put it away anyway so it's protected up on your house.
You're probably not going to put that 40 by 15 awning in a wind tunnel area.
I want to see a 40-footer. That's absolutely, I mean, how wide is a house? Like 100-something?
Sometimes.
How wide is a house? I don't know.
Your house is probably about 45, 50 feet wide.
Well, I'm not saying my house, but like the biggest house is 100 maybe, right?
No. The biggest house? Yeah. I mean, I've seen some 10, 12,000 square foot houses. They're 200, 250.
Okay. So an awning, that's like half the house.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
40's big. We don't. Yeah. We stay away from the 40. 24, right. 26.
Somebody asked, you know where you're going to be at in Lake County today?
We're at the fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds. Okay. Because I know exactly where that is, actually. So if you want to see them and see some of your, maybe some pictures or some of your product lines, you'll be out there.
Yep. We're there today from 10 to 5 and tomorrow 10 to 5.
All right. Want to give a chance to talk about your special that's going on right now?
Yeah. Right now, it's our biggest sale ever, not just of the year, ever.
Ever is a good word.
It's 10% off up to $1,000 of your new patio awning.
Ben, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yes. Good to see you again.
I may be a future customer because I'm intrigued now because you gave me some important information about the screening of
and
my...
your wife is listening.
Yes. I think she probably is. All right. Ben Zusen, Comfort Awnings. One more time. Where can they find you online?
414 Awnings or comfortawnings.com.
All right. Good, what's our phone number, too?
414 Awnings.
Easy.
Yes.
Easy. All right, we've got a whole nother hour.
Yeah, right.
Eric Brown, Siding Unlimited, Outdoor Living Unlimited. It is time for news. That's coming next after the break on 620 WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.